Hey there, I want to talk to you about rejection. What happens when you hear a no? What happens when people tell you no? How do you feel? What do you do with that no? How do you handle that setback, that rejection, the failure? I think we all have different ways of doing that. It shows up different at different times, depending on what you're working on. One of the people that I was coaching some years ago, a woman named Debbie, had a business partner who wanted to do one thing, had a pet project. It conflicted with her core strategy that she wanted to do, and they were just at odds with each other, right? And the interesting thing was is that Debbie came to me after just having her partner reject out of hand her plans and the discussion of her big strategy. And so I listened to this for a while, and I could tell she was really upset this day, like really triggered by what was going on, wasn't handling it, was taking no very personally, felt stuck and trapped. Her investment of time, money, and energy into this business for time felt all thwarted by this business partner that didn't want anything to do with her ideas. And I'm like, that's interesting. And then she went on about this business partner. They don't want anything I have to say, and we're just fundamentally, we never should have gone into business. And I don't know if you're like this, but I have felt that way before, and I certainly encounter a lot of the people that we work with who have some notion like that. This person that, man, they should never have been in business with that person. And that was just a mistake early on. In spite of all the good things in the business, it's like that, right? So I said, all right, well, let me ask you this. What's it like for your business partner? What are you like to them? I really clearly hear how they are for you and how they're a buzzkill and a frustration and how you just regret ever being in business with them. But what about for them, for you? What do you think they say if I was coaching them right now? What would that be like? And she like looked and she said for a little bit about her business partner and how they were and what he'd do and that kind of thing. And I like listened and I could see, I hadn't spent much time with the other person. This was a CEO coaching relationship only, not the whole team. And so I could see her starting to get interested and curious about what that's like. And then something came up and I said, all right, well, what about that project? How are you in entertaining and discussing and planning for that project that he'd like to do that isn't directly contravening, but is dislocated like by your, feels like it's competing with your strategy. And she's like, well, I don't really like that kind of thing. And I don't really want to get into that. That doesn't really matter anyway. And that's when I smiled at the, not laughing at her, like to belittle her, but at the real humanity of it. And then she quickly caught on, oh, I'm not interested in their ideas and they're not interested in my ideas. Interesting. So she got that. She figured it out. It happened in the moment in our coaching conversation. I said, why don't you try this? Set aside your strategy and your initiative. Don't worry at all about that. Don't try to sell them on anything. Just go and get interested and curious in their project that they've been trying to get you involved in and that you've been negating for a while. And let's see what happens. And then just, you know, come back. I'll see you again in 2 weeks, right? Typical CEO coaching conversation about every 2 weeks. So she did. She comes back in 2 weeks. She's like, oh my God, the most amazing thing happened. I did what you said. I started to look into that. And then we're working on and look at his project. And then he goes, tell me again about that strategy. And then she goes, there was like an opening. So I just said, and like, now we're working together on everything. In like one shift of her, he changed. Interesting. The leadership really matters. Who you are and the way you interact with the world has a huge effect on everything, especially as a leader. If you can shift the way you are, very often all the people around you will shift as well. Debbie not only got aligned with her partner, didn't regret working with the guy, and now started to see ways to like carry on all their things together and in more of a give or take. Now, did she want to be involved in this project? Not that much, but resisting it was getting in the way of him working with her as well. And of course, the leader needs to take the first action. So I think that makes a difference. I think about that story again and again and again in my own pursuits and with our coaching clients. I hope it's helpful for you. If you liked it, subscribe, like it, recommend it, turn on your notifications so that you find these shows every week. We've done 400 plus shows like this, and we've got something for you at least every week. My name is Bill Gallagher, scaling coach and host of this Scaling Up Business podcast. You'll find us wherever you're getting now, or you can go to scalingcoach.com, our website that not only has all the back shows, but also information about all of our coaching, training, workshops, boot camps, things like that. All that and more at scalingcoach.com. And if you'd like to drop us a line, if we can help you with anything or connect you to anything, info@scalingcoach.com is a good email for us. Hope that's been helpful for you. We'll talk to you again next time. Keep scaling up.